Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for Closing the Wealth Gap. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you how to close the wealth gap in your own life with the man who's done it for many, our wealth coach himself, Tyrone French. Hey, Tyrone.
Welcome to another edition of Closing the Wealth Gap. I'm your host, Tyrone French. Please go to closingthewealthgap.coach. I want you to click on the subscribe button for me. Or what I want you to do is download my free mobile app. You just text Closing the Wealth Gap to 36260. Okay, now since we got that out of the way, hey, I'm going to do something today that I've never done on this show. I'm going to turn over the keys to the kingdom to my good friend, entrepreneur extraordinaire. His name is Tony Hubbard. And I was reading today, or actually this week, about a lot of people's side hustles are becoming their main, you know, their main drive. People are doing a lot of offsite working. And again, we're just in a new normal. And what people need to understand is that they have to adapt or they're going to die. They're not going to make it through this transitional period. So without further ado, I want to introduce my audience to this gentleman who he's a great friend. He's a professional, very intelligent. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Mr. Tony Hubbard. Tony, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Well, Tony, again, you know, there's a lot of talk in the air. We did a program last week about life insurance, and it's a subject that a lot of people don't want to hear. They don't want to talk about it. But once they got the nuts and bolts as far as how it works, I got a lot of responses because people, they were telling me they just didn't know. And so, you know how that there's a scripture that says, what is it? Without knowledge, the people perish. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, it's the same thing. It's our responsibility as to provide this service to generate this knowledge so that people can utilize, not just get the information, because the knowledge itself is not helpful, but you have to apply it. And that's where I think your expertise comes in, because not only do you have the knowledge, but you teach people how to apply this. So what I want to do is share with people today a concept about a company called 7K Metals and Precious Metals, and why it's important to have a portion of your portfolio and precious metals. So again, I'm gonna let you take the steering wheel. You do your riff, because again, this is important to my audience. I want them to get this. So have at it, Tony.
All right. Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to share on such a program, Tyrone, because again, you have a proven track record to be able to close the wealth gap and educating individuals on why they need to have certain things within their portfolio. And I think one of the most important things about the company we're going to talk about today, 7K Metals, is that it allows everyday people to be able to start accumulating wealth and precious metals of gold and silver. Because the truth of the matter is this: the average person, when you mention gold and silver, they check out. In their mind, it is a rich man's game and a game of kings. And that's why our company is becoming more and more popular, because they've used a proven model to be able to help everyday people to acquire product that will always have value. And that's one of the things that I love about the company.
Yes.
Because this company, 7K Metals, founded in November of 2016 by one gentleman that's already at billionaire status, and the other three gentlemen were millionaire status. And it was created essentially to solve two major issues in the entrepreneur space. Problem number one, to provide a product that everyone would either want or need at a great price. And problem number two, to be able to create a compensation plan where not just a select few, but the masses amount of people could actually have success. And that's the thing I love about it. When I'm oftentimes asked as far as our company and what we do and everything else, one of the things that I share them that at the end of the day, there two types of people that really love what we do. You have the people that have already been buying gold and silver, or at least thinking about it, and they love the fact that they simply get a membership for a few hundred dollars a year. They can buy it at one of the best prices available on the planet. But the key to that is no minimum or maximum purchase. And then you have those savvy entrepreneurs like yourself and like thousands of our associates. And not only are they stacking gold and silver, and they found a unique way to put their wealth on autopilot based upon what they can afford, but they're building a team, they're building a network, and it's allowing them to earn that commission and a passive residual income. And so that's one of the things I love about it, is that there is a place for everybody in this space. And and just in a few short years, in about 5 years, it's already impacted thousands of lives, not only in the United States, but in seven countries as we speak.
Okay. So here's the thing. I want people to know, because again, they get information, they get excited about it. And sometimes they almost start to discount themselves as far as, well, you know, I can't do this, so that's not for me, or yada, 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 that this false narrative that they got going on in their head. How do people, because again, when I saw 7K Metals, to me, it was a perfect investment to complement my portfolio. When I understood the compensation plan of generating, creating wealth, a passive income, for me, it was a no-brainer. So how do people get started, and what would motivate or inspire somebody to literally do this?
Okay. Excellent question. The beautiful thing about it, again, because the company was designed from day one to help everyday people to become successful from all walks of life, they created a business model that most people are familiar with. If you're familiar with Sam's Club, if you're familiar with Costco, yeah. That's basically what we do. People oftentimes ask me, do you sell the gold? Do you sell the silver? What exactly does your company do? Well, all we do is just sell a membership like that Sam's Club or Costco. And with membership, just like anything else, there are privileges.
Yes.
And the first of which that you get a chance to buy gold and silver at one of the best prices on the planet with no minimum or maximum purchase. I mean, one of the only places on the planet you can buy fractional silver and fractional gold. I mean, because of what they just recently added in the last year and a half, the Sound Money Wallet. I mean, if you want to buy $2 a day of silver, $2 a day worth of gold, you can actually do that. And that's a unique platform. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime kind of platform where you're literally in a place to be your own bank. You know,
absolutely.
And that's one of the things I love about it. So.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm not going to get into the backstory as far as, you know, us, the United States, going off the gold standard. But this is an absolute great opportunity to take those fiat currency, those dollars that are being devalued every single day, and replace them with something that has intrinsic value. And like you said, you can do it fractionally, meaning that you can do $5, $10, $20, $100, $200, $1,000. It's a way to create ordinary wealth for everyday people. I like how you put that.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, I've been involved. I've been buying silver since 2008, but I've been involved in the home-based business with gold and silver for the last 9 years.
Okay.
And so one of the things I love about it is that it allows individuals to really have that real financial freedom, which in my definition is where you have not only time but money together. Because most of the people I know that that have money, they're time poor.
Right.
And most people I know that have time, they're money poor.
Yes.
And so one of the things I love about this company that it allows people to really have that financial freedom, because if you do it right, it allows you to get on the right side of the quadrant that Robert Kiyosaki talks about, where you have time and money together, because you have a way to build a big business and to invest. And the thing I love about that is this, is that the thing I love about that is this. If you look at the portfolio of the most successful people on the planet, and you know this as well as anyone, they will always have a certain portion of their portfolio in what is called hard tangible assets.
Yes.
And the two most common ones by far is real estate or precious metals.
Yes.
Where we all know that everybody, although a lot of people love to get into it, a lot of people are intimidated by the real estate section of it, but this company was created so that everybody could have gold and silver, and they can start saving in something that has a 6,000 plus year track record. It's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And the same reason that you would buy real estate is the same reason why you would buy gold and silver.
Exactly.
It's a tangible asset that protects your wealth and is something that will always have value. I mean, yes, it's a commodity. So like the market, it goes up and down. But one of the things you can say about real estate, one of the things you can say about gold and silver, they will never go to zero. They will always be worth something.
And the one thing I like to point out to a lot of my clients is that a lot of times people, they don't have the assets or the capital to invest in real estate. But anybody can start investing precious metals. Just like the Bible says, don't despise small beginnings, because it's a compounding effect to this. And so once you create that habit of stacking gold and silver, again, your whole mindset will shift based on, it's a funny thing when it comes to creating capital. If you don't have capital, you tend to spend like crazy. Your spending plan is just off the chain. But once you begin to accumulate capital and you begin to understand the value of that capital, you don't want to spend it. You get to the point where you begin to understand what that capital means and you try to put it to work for you. And then that capital in turn begins to produce more capital, more assets, it begins to appreciate. And now you got this nest egg that you can turn over and to invest and reinvest into other commodities. So, but you mentioned this sound money wallet, which a lot of people, they're not going to understand that concept. So I want you to explain that mechanism in 7K Metals as far as the sound money wallet, what it is, what it does, and how it can benefit everyday Americans.
Absolutely. If you've ever done home-based business or network marketing, you're probably familiar with an electronic wallet,
yes.
Because that's how a lot of companies will actually pay their distributors or their associates, whatever the case may be. But the sound money wallet is an electronic wallet on steroids because it allows some components that just about all the other electronic wallets do not allow, meaning this. Most electronic wallets allow you to get paid from that source to buy the product at a lesser price because there's no processing fee because the money is already there. But you've never had, until 7K Metals invented it, you've never had an electronic wallet that allows you to send not only cash, but silver and gold member to member for free.
Yes.
Think about that. I mean, you literally can build your own banking system and it comes with a private vault insured by the Lloyd's of London, and you can store up to $25,000 just by being a member in that private vault for free.
For free.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so to me, that's just priceless, you know, to be able to do that. And now, and all the gold and all the silver that you put in that sound money wallet that you can transfer from that electronic wallet is backed by silver eagles and gold eagles.
Yes.
So you can actually set aside maybe $5, $10, whatever, and you can actually put it into gold and silver down to the eighth decimal point. I mean,
yes.
That's unreal, man. So just imagine being your own bank, and you get a chance to put as much as you want, as little as you want, in gold and silver. So
exactly.
I love that point.
Exactly. In the world of finance, we call it dollar cost averaging, where you can actually take $100 or $200 or $50 and again, create that habit of investing in that asset every single month. What got my attention about the sound money wallet is that it's so liquid. And let me give an example. Most financial advisors will tell you, in the case of an emergency, you need to have 3 to 6 months of living expenses in some type of liquid account. The problem with that is, imagine if your living expenses are $5,000 a month. You got to have that. Well, what they're saying is that you have to have a minimum of $15,000 to $30,000 in some type of liquid account for emergencies. The problem with that, if you're doing it with fiat currency, the longer you keep that money in that account, the less it's being watered down. It's being devalued because most of the time, if you're talking about an account for emergencies that's liquid, you're not going to get a high interest rate off of that. In most cases, it's going to be less than 1% if it's even that. Whereas if you're taking that same money and put it into that sound money wallet and you're investing into precious metal, silver or gold, that value is being maintained. And in a lot of instances, it's going to go up in value. And I like the story how, you know, I was born in 1963. And if my dad had purchased a Chevy Impala back in 1963, he would have paid $2,500 for that car. Or if he had had 2,500 1 ounce silver coins, he could have purchased that car. Fast forward today. He cannot purchase that Chevy Impala for $2,500. But if he still had those 2,500 1 ounce silver coins, he could purchase two brand new Chevy Impalas. To me, that's power. That is future purchasing power that we are not taught as consumers.
100%, man. And people don't really realize, you know, as far as how the hyperinflation, everything really kicked in and 1971 under the Nixon administration, actually August 15th to be exact. So now a little over 50 years ago. And unfortunately, for the last 50 years, the world has been bamboozled to think this stuff is actually money. Yes. And is actually currency, you know.
Yes.
And I like trying my best to try to simplify exactly why you need to save in physical gold and silver. You gave the excellent example as far as the what 2,500 $1 bills and 2,500 1 ounce silver coins would do back in 1965. You could actually buy a brand new Ford Mustang right off the showroom floor. And fast forward to the day, because the dollar has depreciated by 97% and silver has appreciated by 40%, you know, you could literally purchase two brand new Ford Mustangs,
yes,
for those same 2,500
yes,
ounces.
Yes.
I mean, and that's huge.
Yes.
And so, you know, one of the things I try to simplify as far as what happened in 1971, because up until that time, you know, the dollar, the U.S. dollar was backed by gold and all the other major currencies in the world were tied to the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
So essentially all the world's currency at that time was backed by gold. Well,
yes,
when Nixon took us off the gold standard, what happened was the same as I give the example of a glass of tea. I don't care how good that tea tastes. The more water you pour into it and the more diluted it becomes and the exactly, less value yeah, it has. And because exactly, your dollar is no longer backed by anything but a government promise, the more they print and they're printing trillions of dollars worth now on a regular basis, the less purchasing power that the dollar has. And, you know, and I tell people, you know, what you need to understand, because this is no longer backed by anything but a government promise, the government has now two ways to take away your wealth. They can inflate it away and they can tax it away.
Yes.
That's another reason why everyone should have physical silver and physical gold, because again, it allows you to accumulate your wealth and protect your wealth on a much higher plane.
Exactly. You know, I look at even inflation. To me, inflation is actually an invisible tax. We don't see it as that, but it's actually an invisible tax. And here's the thing. They're going to continue to print money. They're going to continue to do quantitative easing. They're going to continue to flood the market with all of this currency. And so what that means is that what we're talking about is protecting your future purchasing power. So as long as you know that inflation is always going to be there, that hidden tax, in the future, inflation is going to be higher. In the future, taxes are going to go up. In the future, the dollar is going to become more watered down. So what that means is that you're going to need more of those dollars just to maintain your standard of living. And one of the best ways to do that is by having a portion of your currency transferred to precious metals. Because again, it's not the fact that the Happy Meal is going to cost $10 in the future. It's the fact that you have to have those that watered down fiat currency to accumulate that $10 to get that Happy Meal, because the Happy Meal basically still costs the same. And I'll give an example. Back in, let's say, back in 1870, for a 20 ounce gold piece, you could have bought a quality firearm. You could have bought a custom suit for that $20 gold piece, or you could have bought maybe 400 loaves of bread. Fast forward today, you can still buy a quality firearm with a 1 ounce gold coin. You can still get a custom suit with a 1 ounce gold coin, and you can still get 4 ounces or 400 loaves of bread for a 1 ounce gold coin. It maintains its value, people.
100%, man. You're right on it. We do a lot of Zooms, and, you know, I like holding up that, like, 1 ounce gold piece to let people know, you know, this is real money right here.
Yes.
You know, the other stuff is currency. This is real money. Yes. This is God's money right here.
Yes. So. Yes. Yes. Well, Tony, I tell you what, I dedicated this show because I needed for my audience to have another voice that's out there crying in the wilderness, just telling people to prepare. Because financially, it's not that the United States, the economy is going to go off the cliff or fall off the cliff. We're actually going to have two Americas. We're going to have the haves and we're going to have the have-nots. And what I'm telling my client, my audience, based on closing the wealth gap, is that you have to prepare and you have to position yourself so that you're in the camp of the haves, so that you can be a blessing to the have-nots. But it's not going to be that center, that middle class, because the middle class is shrinking. The middle class is quickly becoming the working poor. And so it's based on the decisions that we make today that are going to compound in the future. That's going to put us in a better place, not only for ourselves, but for our kids, or I should say for our children's children. Because even the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. What better way of passing down this knowledge and this resource that it will never go to zero? And here, this is the point I want to make. And again, I have nothing against stocks and bonds, but those are paper assets and they could end up going to zero. I have nothing against cryptocurrency, but that's a digital currency. Without electronics or without electricity, you don't have access to it. It goes away. But if you got that tangible precious metals in your hand, you will always have something to barter with. Always.
100%, man. I love that story because, you know, so many people now can start, you know, putting their wealth on autopilot and, you know, saving in precious metals, money that they were already allocating to a savings account or whatever. Now they can start putting that in the precious metals that historically has increased in value. And I look at so many success stories with this company over a 5-year period. You know, one of the ladies during the pandemic actually lost her job. But because she had been on board at that time for 3.5 years, and she had accumulated a couple $100,000 with the precious metals. And so she was able to liquidate some of her precious metals, not all of it. Right. But to pay her entire bills for the entire year and not have to go out there and get another 9-to-5, you know.
Exactly.
There's stories like that to let me know that, hey, you know, it's a win-win-win scenario. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about the company, because I'm a 17-year veteran of the home-based business network marketing space. This is my third company during that time. And so I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. And most companies in this space, there's a win-win-lose, a win-lose-lose. Very seldom do you run across an opportunity in the networking space where everybody wins in the equation. And here's what I mean by that. Like, just say a person just want to be a customer and they pay a few hundred dollars a year and they can accumulate as little as they want, as much as they want on a regular basis. Let's just say something does happen to the company, God forbid. But at the end of a year, at the end of 2 years, they have several $1,000s worth of assets, irregardless of what happened to the company. So they still won. Let's just say they, like most people that try to make money in network marketing, not very successful, but they earn a few hundred, maybe a few $1,000s over the course of the year, but they're also accumulating our coin of the month, which by most tax code, it becomes a write-off. So not only do they have several $1,000s worth of assets, they have write-offs in the average person, $2,000 to $10,000 annually in write-offs and stuff come tax time.
And they
have, you know, the precious metals, so they definitely won. You know, and then you have those individuals like myself that have earned a full-time and a six-figure income in this space. We've been able to accumulate several $100,000s worth of gold and silver during that time.
Yes.
And right now, I tell people, 80% of what I'm purchasing is not for me. that scripture you made reference to, a good man will lay up an inheritance for his children's children. And so that's what I'm doing. And I tell people, especially people that have been in this space for 10 years, 20 years, I have a candid conversation with them and say, what you got? What do you have to show for that? Because think about it. A lot of times, if you're in this networking space, a lot of times you hear people that are really down on jobs. And I tell people, I'm not down on jobs. I'm just up on opportunity.
Right.
But you hear a lot of people that try to down people that work 10 years, 20 years in corporate America. But most of those people at the end of that 10 years, 20 years, they have some kind of pension, 401k with them. So they have something to show for.
Right.
Unfortunately, in this space, there are people that have been in this space 10 years, 20 years, and they've made significant income, but they have nothing to show for.
Right.
This is one of the very few opportunities out there you want to be garage qualified. You know, because think about it. You want to be garage. I mean, cause I tell people jokingly, but it's not far from the truth, so that I look forward to the day, Tyrone, that my wife said, baby, we can't even back the other car into the garage because you have too many of those gold and silver coins in the way. I mean, I look forward to having that problem right there. You know?
Yes.
And
yes.
So, and that's the thing, you know, you have something to show for it. And for people that are in other industry, and again, I don't believe in bad mouthing in the company, but what you got? I mean, that's a serious question. After 5 years, after 10 years of being with one company, what do you have to show for? Like, if something were to happen for that company, what do you have to show for that? And I love the fact, you know, that I've been able to accumulate several hundred thousand dollars worth of gold and silver that I know I can pass on to generations to come. So,
well, let me ask you this, because again, and we're gonna bring Paul Roberts back in here, because Paul, he's my voice of reason. He's my everyday consumer that will ask all the tough questions. But here's the thing: people will say, okay, well, you can't eat gold and silver. How can I translate or transmute that into currency again? Are there mechanisms that 7K Metals have in place to whereas you can do just that? And are there like other networks that you can literally, if you're purchasing this product, which is gold, precious metals, that you can literally put it on an exchange and sell it, meaning that you can have people that bid on it and again, just utilize it as a resource that it is.
100%. I like the fact that, because I do hear that from time to time, you can't eat gold and silver. Well, for people that say that, I say you can't eat stocks and bonds either, but you have them, you
know? Unless you're a goat.
Tyrone showed me a fascinating video. I'll set this up a while ago. And some, maybe it was your company, maybe it was another company, but some guy walks in and says, hey, I need to raise some money. I've got this gold a coin from this 1800s, whatever it's called, a double eagle or whatever, something here. And he said, he's just standing on the street in front of this, what do you call a new mist, a coin store.
It's a coin dealer.
And so he's standing out in front. Before he goes in, he's just standing, people walking by, and he says, hey, you know, I just really got to raise some money. You know, would you give me $100 for this thing or something? And no. Would you give me $50 for this thing? No. You can take it right in there and sell it. I think it sells for, well, I don't know, whatever they go for now, $1,000, $1,500, a whole bunch of money. He couldn't give it away. And then he walked in and he said, let me just show you. And he walked into the store and he sold it for whatever the current rate at that time, which is
about $1,600 at the time.
Yeah.
He couldn't give it away for $50. And even on the coin itself, it said $50. So he was selling it at face value and he had no takers. And then he turned around, went over to the coin dealer and looked at the going spot rate. It was going at the time, it was going for $1,600. And that's what he sold it for. But most people are college educated and they're not wealth educated.
No, sure.
100%.
That's me.
And they're going into debt and they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to become college educated when you could spend, I mean, a fraction of that and become wealth educated. Because I tell you what, all millionaires, I should say majority of millionaires have something in common. They're all wealth educated. We can talk about this all day long. I know Tony's got lot of things to do today. So we're going to wrap this up. And here's the thing. We're going to have Tony, you're going to come back and we're going to continue to evolve. We're going to continue to educate the consumers because, again, this show is about closing the wealth gap. And, you know, the people that's tuning in today, right now, you know, hopefully you're getting some value out of this. There you go. Hopefully you're getting some type of value out of this to whereas at right now you say, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, you know, keep coming back, you know, because this is a labor of love. We love you. We want to make sure that you place yourself in a position to where you can take care of your family, you can take care of your friends, you know, and we want to make sure that you're doing it on a generational basis. You know, you're not just looking at your lifetime, but you're looking at the lifetime of your lifespan of your kids and your grandkids, making sure that they're equipped to whereas they're not starting from zero. So again, we, you know, just keep tuning in. Go to that website, go to closingthewealthgap.coach, hit that subscribe button, you know, or at, you know, at the very minimum, download my free app. There is so much information on that app. It'll be in the palm of your hands. Just text Closing the Wealth Gap to 36260, or we got operators standing by. Give us a call. Just call 877-296-5192, and there's somebody there that will be willing to, you know, answer some questions, meaning that gets you in contact with the right people. And Tony, you know, I appreciate you coming on today. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
You can give my cell or email. My cell phone is 281-850-5435. That's 281-850-5435. Or you can email me at my name, Tony, T-O-N-Y, last name Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, the number 4, T-H, at gmail.com.
Outstanding. And also, I do have a 7K Metal website that people can check out. Just to do your homework, just study it. Just go to TyroneFrench.business. Or you can go to, well, again, I'm just going to keep you there. Just go to TyroneFrench.business. That's your first step. I don't want to give you, too many things to do right now. Just take the first step. Go to TyroneFrench.business and get this information.
That's our show for this week, Closing the Wealth Gap, the one show, the only show that shows you how to take control of your financial future. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.